Chapter 4. Another hour passed. Sam was just about to start stamping her feet and demanding answers when the nurse who'd run the initial triage came down the hall.
"Is everyone feeling all right?"
There was a chorus of affirmations.
"You've been cleared to leave. Please come back immediately if you have any unusual symptoms. Use your masks until you get home."
Sam couldn't wait to get out of there. If she'd been stuck much longer, fretting and worrying, she might not be able to control her anxiety. And losing it in a group of strangers wasn't exactly her cup of tea. They broke off into packs and left the hospital through the emergency room doors. A corridor had been created for their exit, and they were able to leave unmolested. Sam tried to look for the kids but didn't see them. Hopefully, they'd been released much earlier. The scene had calmed considerably since her preliminary foray outside. The bright summer sun beat down on the asphalt, making waves of heat shimmer in the foreground. News trucks had replaced the first responders, though there were still a few hazmat trucks parked at the curb. Sam turned her phone on the second she was clear of the doors. She had two messages, both from Fletcher. She played them in order.
"Saw you called. I assume you're wondering about what's going down. Call me back when you get this."
The second was more abrupt.
"Where the hell are you, Owens?"
Ah, that was sweet. He was actually worried about her. Fletcher was a good man. A good man, but not her type. They were destined for friendship only. Sam hiked up to 23rd Street, found a bench, and called Fletcher back. He answered on the first ring, obviously annoyed.
"Where have you been?"
"At the hospital, Mom. One of my students got extremely ill and I took her to GW, then got caught in the decontamination fuss. I've been sitting in a hallway for 2 hours. They made me turn off my phone."
"Are you okay?"
"I'm fine. What's going on? I talked to Amato and he told me..."
She glanced around then, covered her mouth with her hand.
"It's a biological attack."
"We don't know yet. Total clusterfuck. People sick from all corners of town. We can't trace it down, and the entire city is on alert. Homeland Security."